When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. You get to ask me the questions, because normally, if you're listening to the Man Up Show, and I hope that you are, it's time to man up with Nikita Koloff. You know that I'm usually asking all of the questions, or at least a good majority of the questions over there. But here, I give you the opportunity, you the caller, the opportunity to ask me a few questions. And today, on the show with me today, I have a special friend, Don Brown Esquire. Welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Good to be here, Nikita. It's an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Don Brown Esquire, for those who may not be aware of who Don Brown is, how about taking a minute and just kind of filling our listeners in on who Don Brown is?
Thank you, Nikita. I am, first of all, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and beyond that, you could say that nothing matters, but he has given us the opportunity for friends and family, and so other things do matter. So I'm also a father of three, two daughters living here. I live in the Charlotte area. I've moved into Union County recently, and my daughters are grown, and one's a nurse, the other one is a judge here in the Charlotte area, and my son is a staff sergeant in the United States Army, stationed overseas. He's a paratrooper, and those guys are in my prayers all the time. Also, I'm a practicing attorney. Have written a few books, and am just a guy who is very blessed and happy to be here above all else.
Well, and of course, you are Charlotte, North Carolina area, and I know you have an extensive background, military background as well, right? You know, the U.S. Navy?
That's right. I was a U.S. Navy JAG officer. I spent 16 years altogether, five of that active, the rest in the reserves, and left the Navy, but it was the best, probably the 5 years active were the most exciting professionally of my life. And you know, one of the things I always wonder, you know, you've got all kinds of what-if questions. So, you know, what if I'd stayed? And I wrestled with that some. Doesn't do any good, but those were great years, and it was my honor to serve our nation in uniform. And I hope to continue to defend it the best I can, to defend our Constitution. So the Lord has given us a great nation. I hope that we can once again begin to appreciate what he's given us. We have not done such a great job in the last few years, but we got to go back to the basics. And if we go back to the basics, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing to me, and I'm sure you can relate, and I know in all of your travels as well, and you know, to date I've been to 36 different countries so far. And Don, I remember the very first time I went to a third world country. You know, prior to that, I'd been outside the state. You know, wrestled in Japan and went over to the Middle East and wrestled over there, and you know, traveled some to Europe. But you know, to go to a third world country really will open your eyes. I remember coming back going, every single person in the United States should go to a third world country for like a week, you know, and they'll come back and really appreciate what we have in America. And it, you know, and it sounds kind of overinflated in a sense to say, you know, we're the greatest nation on the planet, but The truth is, the reality is, why does everyone want to come here? Well, because we are the land of opportunity, right? We truly are the greatest nation on the planet, and like you, if we ever needed to fight to maintain that status, now is the time, right?
That's exactly right. Our nation is a trust given to us. It's being held in trust, given to us by the Lord, the constitutional republic that we've been given, which is designed, the Constitution is a document designed by nature to serve as a restraining device against excessive government power. Because when you serve, you restrain a bunch of your opponents. I've seen you many, many times. We'll talk about that in a second. But when you restrain excessive government power, you allow freedom to flourish. But we've got to be more disciplined. As a great internationally acclaimed professional athlete, you know discipline better than anybody. As a nation, we've got to be more disciplined. We've got to be fiscally disciplined. We've got to be disciplined in many, many areas. Spiritually, we got to return to discipline and return to protecting that cherished gift that we have. We're the richest nation on the face of the earth, in part because of the U.S. dollar, but as I mentioned to you when you interviewed me on another occasion, that with a $33 trillion national debt, that's 100,000. You divide that up, that's every man, woman, and child own $100,000 just to settle the debt. We gotta turn that back around, or else we could be headed to the very third world status that you're talking about. Because once we lose the dollar, when Britain lost the pound sterling, it became much, much weaker, like any other country. So we got to protect what we have. But you're right. You know this better than the most because of your international travels, and you've seen what it's like on the other side of the fence.
I have, and I do my best to try and enlighten others to really appreciate and understand what we have here in America. And speaking of that too, and fighting for our freedom, I always thank you for serving in the military. I know that might go without saying, but I still like to say thank you. And your son, right? You said he's serving overseas as well, right?
Yeah, he is overseas. I can't say exactly where for security reasons, but sure. I can tell you that his unit is gassed up and ready to go if they have to go. So, we pray not only for a nation, but I would ask a special prayer for the U.S. United States military. Those men and women serving are under a lot of pressure. We have not met our recruiting goals, the Army and Air Force, the last few years, and there are a number of reasons for that. But keep them in prayer as well. I am from a military family. My dad, was in the Army in the DMZ at the very end of the Korean War, and that got me interested. My uncle Walter was a turret gunner on a B-29 in World War II, so I'm the only Navy guy in the family. I tried to talk my son into going to the Navy, but he wanted to follow both of his grandfathers, and so more power to him. I'm very, very proud of him, but thank you for bringing that up.
Well, and in addition to your serving, of course, you're in the Charlotte community there. You have a very thriving law practice. But there's something else that you are in the midst of pursuing in addition to being an attorney there, and that is a run for Congress, right?
That's right. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I made a late-breaking decision after a lot of prayer and back and forth to seek the congressional seat being vacated by my good friend Dan Bishop in the 8th District of North Carolina. I had lunch with Dan last New Year's Eve. He confided to me he was thinking about leaving the Congress to run for Attorney General. I try to talk him out of it because he's been such a great congressman. He will be a great Attorney General, but he elected to pursue running for North Carolina Attorney General, leaving that seat open in the 8th District. So we have a Republican primary for March 5th, and so by God's grace, I'm going to give it a shot, and I hope to take the battle to Washington to try to help rein in some of this out-of-control spending and some of these crazy woke policies that the Democrats have been pushing. Anybody that wants to check my website out for my campaign is brownfornc.com. brownfornc.com. Thanks for the opportunity to pitch that for a second, Nikita. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep all of that in prayer for you as well. And you mentioned, I know we didn't really touch much on it, but we mentioned being a book author. If people wanted to go and find out more about your books, where might they do that?
Well, go to Amazon, type in Don Brown. My author website is donbrownbooks.com. I'll say that again, donbrownbooks.com. Probably find a Wikipedia article or two out there also if anybody wants to look a little bit. But anybody wants a book, you know, if you like to sit in my office, I'm happy to autograph. We'll mail them back to you. So, you know, we really appreciate our readers. And I've been privileged, as you mentioned, to have 15 published, most of my major publishers, and I've met a lot of friends and have learned a lot. So it's been a real blessing in many ways for me. Takes a lot of work, but something I've enjoyed. So thank you for also allowing me to speak about that for a bit.
Yes, sir. Well, you have a very diversified background, and it's certainly been fun to watch your journey and continue to watch your journey and see what direction or where the Lord takes you. And so I appreciate
you got it.
Appreciate your story. Well, it is Q&A with Koloff, and so I want to give you the opportunity to ask me a couple, two or three questions, and just see where you take this, because I have no idea what you're going to ask. So let's just
two or three, man. Now we're to the fun part of the show. Okay, so listen. So here, you know, I'm your big fan, one of millions. So you got there millions of Nikita Koloff fans, millions of NWA fans. My first question is this. The great Jim Crockett was a legend in helping to get all this started. Can you talk to us a little about your relationship with him, what he was like behind the scenes, how that evolved? I mean, I know there's many of us on the edge of the seat.
So Jim Crockett Jr., Jim Crockett, because it was Jim Crockett Senior, and so I didn't get the opportunity to meet or get to know Senior, because he had already passed by the time I had jumped into that crazy world of professional wrestling. And I'm always amazed, Don, by the way, let me just say this too, and I will get to answering the question, as to who is a wrestling fan, because some may look at your background, right, a very successful attorney, a JAG officer, worked in the Pentagon, been on Fox News, authored 15 books, and go, wait a minute, this guy's he's a wrestling fan? Wait, how'd that happen, right?
You better believe it.
but some don't really, because you're a North Carolina native, and wrestling was big in the Carolinas, right?
No. I remember riding many times up. They used to call it the Cow Palace, Dorton Arena.
Yeah.
There were I get to watch those things live in Dorton Arena, man, and then watch on TV, and I just grew up with it. So anyway, that's why I asked the question about Crockett, because I know Crockett Jr. was the guy that you were dealing with, but, it's something we all wonder about. But, yeah, so, no, absolutely. I think, you don't know where you're going to find your fans, man, and it's the best unadulterated sports entertainment out there.
Exactly.
More bang for your buck than – I mean, if I like the NFL, okay, but – I gotta watch 4 hours of it, man. But this is like NWA is like dynamite, man. It's like instant bang for your buck with every move. So I don't mean to. You're supposed to be answering the questions, not me. But
I love it.
I want you to understand why.
Yeah. No, I love it. Well, and for our listeners out there too. And so so you bring up something, and I am going to get to answer. I am going to eventually answer your question. But so you mentioned the Dorton Arena in Raleigh. Now you may or may not know. So here's a little side note for you. So the Dorton Arena in Raleigh was where I debuted in my wrestling career. And it kind of ties into answering your question, because I didn't know who Jim Crockett was, Jim Crockett Senior or Junior. I didn't know what the NWA was. Now, I grew up, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, right? So, just burst somebody's bubble. I'm not from Russia. No. But the Russian nightmare is not even has a drop of Russian blood in him. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But so I'm from Minneapolis. So I was familiar with the AWA, American Wrestling Association, Vern Gagne, but not really a wrestling fan, but I was familiar with that. So my introduction to the NWA was from a five-minute phone call that I had with Jim Crockett Jr., and that came via Road Warrior Animal. is who that came through. The infamous Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, right?
Right.
I had recruited Animal out of high school, Irondale High School in New Brighton, Minnesota, to play college football with me. He played for a couple of years. He dropped out. The next thing I know, he's on this channel called the Superstation, TBS, you know, with his head like shaved in a mohawk and all this paint on his face. And he randomly calls me one day and tells me about the storyline of they're looking for a big guy to shave his head, become a Russian, and team up with a guy named Ivan Koloff, right? The legendary Russian.
Your uncle.
My uncle, Uncle Ivan. That's right, Don. Uncle Ivan,
right. Go ahead.
And the infamous Russian bear, right? And again, I didn't know who Ivan Koloff was from Adam's house cat, right?
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world. You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
So all that to say, so he gives me this phone number and says, hey, call this guy Jim Crockett, you know, in Charlotte. So Jim Crockett gets on the phone. I literally have a 5-minute phone call. You know, there's no selfies. There's no 8x10 photos. And I'm like, Mr. Crockett, I understand. Here's who you're looking for. He goes, yep. And I go, you understand. I have no amateur background in wrestling. No professional training. He goes, yep. And I go, and you're okay with that? He goes, yep. And I go, well, what's next? He goes, well, be in my office on such and such a day with your head shaved bald. I'm like, that's it? He goes, that's it. I'm like, okay. I hung up the phone. In fact, just last night, a friend of mine sent me a picture of the old Crockett office just off of South Boulevard. It was a converted convenience store, Don. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
Crockett's, fascinating. The NWA headquarters was a converted convenience store. I did not know that, right? But I now have that great picture, man. Yeah, on my phone. So all that to say, I show up the day he says to be there, introduce myself. He takes a look at me, and I don't always tell this part of the story, but he's like, hey, take your shirt off. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird, but okay. And he goes, wait right here. He walks out, walks back in. He's got two guys with him. He goes, take a look at you. This is your new partner here. It was Don Cardoto, Ivan Koloff, the world tag team champions. And they're like, he needs a name, right? Now, I knew I was going to be the nephew of Ivan, right? And so they gave me Nikita and some other name, Russian, you know, but Nikita, I don't even know what that was to this day. But when I heard Nikita, I'm educated enough to remember Nikita Khrushchev. Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right? And so I'm like, right. Nikita Koloff, that's got a pretty good ring to it. I look at Mr. Crockett and I said, I like Nikita. He goes, okay. So Nikita Koloff's born in the hallways of Charlotte. We do hours of interviews. And then he says, be in Raleigh, North Carolina tomorrow night, the Dorton Arena, you're going to debut on television having never been in a ring. right?
You've had some television experience from football at this point, though. Is that correct?
Some, yeah, but not talking on microphones in front of cameras and you know, wrestling in front of crowds. But yes, so yes, that part is true. But all that. So let me just kind of wrap all this up. It's a long-winded answer, I know. But,
good answer, man.
Well, hopefully you and our listeners are enjoying this. So here's something about Jim Crockett Jr. that I don't always share, but you asked the question. And that is, I guess in a sense, you know, Crockett must have seen dollar eye. You know, there must have been dollar signs like rolling through his eyes, you know, thinking when he met me, thinking if this guy can do anything, I think I can make some money off this guy. Well, I eventually became a favorite of Jim Crockett Jr. And I'll never forget, he eventually bought a couple private planes. And I'll never forget the pilots one time telling me, they said, we have permission to take off as long as it seated 10 guys, Don, right? This private Falcon jet seated 10 guys. And he said, as long as these four guys are here, we can take off. If any one of these four are not here, it doesn't matter if all the rest are here or not, we're not allowed to take off. And those four guys were Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Magnum TA, and Nikita Koloff. As long as those four guys were on the plane, the pilots had permission to take off. If any one of those four guys were running late, they could not leave the runway, right? And so, you know, I took that as a real compliment that Jim Crockett, I guess I had favor with Jim Crockett, right? So
obviously that's a great story. You got time for another one?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Let me tell you. So I believe you were telling me one time you were wrestling somewhere in the Middle East. It might've been UAE. I can't remember, but, the Russian ambassador was excited about you being there. Did I get that story right? Or yeah. Tell us about that one again.
Yeah. So it was Kuwait.
Kuwait. Okay.
We were going to be, it was unique. It was a kind of an unusual deal. We were going to be in the whatever the capital of Kuwait was, you know, you probably know, I don't remember, but
Kuwait City. Yeah. Kuwait City, right.
But we're going to be wrestling. We're there for 10 days. But we're in the same hotel, wrestling in the same stadium for 10 nights in a row. And in my mind, I'm like, well, after the first night, who's going to come, you know, the second or third? Anyway, so what happened is the promoter in Kuwait, you know, I got the old CCCP, you know, headband on, the hammer and sickle on my tights, right? And
you're right.
And this is plastered on all of the advertisement all over the city of Kuwait, right? So the Russian ambassador to Kuwait, you know, the dude staying at the Russian embassy, sees all this advertising and promotion, and he seeks out the promoter, and he's like, hey, like who's this Nikita Koloff guy? You know, like CCCP, Hammer. And he's like, if he's like from Russia, we want him staying at the embassy while he's here.
That's great, man.
And if he's not, why is he impersonating a Russian? You know, it's like, and word got back to us. I'm like, yo, like I have no interest in staying at the embassy. I want to get back to America.
He'd
right?
He'll be in Moscow if that happened, man.
Exactly. I'm like, I would have never got out of the Russian embassy. So anyway, so the promoter says he tells the guy, he goes, no. That's just like a character. And so like the ambassador was like mad, right? Because I was impersonating, you know, a Russian, right? So he made the promoter go around to every poster, every advertisement, and like he had to black out the CCCP and the hammer sickle thing, like, right? For whatever reason. All that to say, fast forward to opening night in the stadium. Guess who is in the stands? Like, I'm down in the locker room, and they're like, hey, like the Russian ambassador and his wife are like up in the stands. And I'm like, what? And like, you know, apparently he had to come check it out. Well, here's the other thing, Don. So I'm in America, I'm like the baddest of the bad, right? Like death threats. People hate me in America, right? I walk out that night to the ring. and they're all cheering me. And I'm like, all right, I don't know how to respond to this because I've never been a good guy, right? Fortunately, I'm wrestling a guy by the name of Sergeant Slaughter. Well, for whatever reason, he walks out and the people start booing him, right? So they're booing Sergeant Slaughter, but they're cheering the Russian Nightmare. Sarge gets in the ring, and I'm like, Sarge, I don't have a clue how to be a good guy. And he's like, just follow my lead, kid. And I'm like, I'm like, okay. So I just like a two-step dad, you know, I just followed Sarge's lead. I got my hand raised. People cheered. The Russian ambassador and his wife went home happy.
He should have. It looks like he kind of finally got with a program, you know.
Exactly. Funny, now, all that does. No, I was honestly, I was nervous. Like I was nervous about going there, and I'm like, you know, this guy. What are they? You know. Anyway, so yeah, that's the full story there. Yep.
Gotcha.
So
who do you? And I know we're probably running on time, but who are the guys that? That you still stay in touch with, who are in the ring with you, or do you still stay in touch? Like, you know, I know you mentioned, Rick and Dusty and a couple of other ones. Or how's that going?
Yeah. So I do. I guess mostly, or probably the numero uno, the number one is Lex Luger, right? Because in fact, he and I have we've done a lot of ministry together over the years.
Right.
We have a camp together called Man Camp that we do every spring, every fall down in Georgia. And so, you know, Lex and I are together, you know, quite a bit, or at least communicate, talk to one another a lot. And again, facilitate these camps and have done other ministry outside of that where we see each other at autograph signings periodically from time to time as well. Magnum TA, you remember my never said
Magnum? Sure, sure. Yeah.
Or as I call it, Mega TA, you know, Magnum. Like we were just not long ago in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, doing an autograph signing together at a small indie wrestling show up there, and so Magnum and I talk quite a bit. He still lives in the Charlotte area, so we'll even see each other from time to time. Sting, I still keep in contact and touch base with the Stinger, and then the other guys, we just kind of cross paths, you know, at all these different signings. A guy by the name of Lodi. Who was big in the 90s as part of Raven's Flock. He and I connect together. He's got a personal gym, training gym and a wrestling school in Charlotte. A guy named Chad Lale, who wrestled most recently with WWE as Jackson Riker. So he's a more recent guy. But as far as like the old school or my era, you know, Ricky Steamboat, you know, Flair. So we cross paths, but mostly at autograph signings and those sorts of things. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it's a unique and distinguished fraternity. Let me throw more at you. For the man camp that you do with Lex.
Yeah.
If you have gentlemen out here who are interested in coming to that, is there a website or how would someone who felt led to come to one of the man camps, get in touch or follow up with that?
No, it's a great question. And we have, and for the record, we have, you know, from 18, the oldest to attend so far has been 75, has been the eldest, and men who, in fact, you'll appreciate this. I'll tell you a quick story related to that. The fall of 2023, we had a 71-year-old man drive about 9 hours from Ohio, 71 years old, a former Green Beret, Special Forces, Silver Star recipient. He's 71 years old. He comes into camp, and I said, you know, I just said, I go, you know, what? I'm curious, you know, why are you here? And he goes, you know, I don't know how many years I have left, but I have children, I have grandchildren. I want to be the patriarch of my family. I want to model Jesus the remaining years of my life. Yeah. And I remember on the last day before he got in his car to drive 9 hours back to Ohio, he looked at me, Don, and he said these five words, eye to eye. He said, Nikita, this was life changing. And, you know, here's a former Green Beret, Special Forces, Silver Star recipient, who was impacted over those handful of days that we gathered together there in Georgia. And so, you know, regardless of your background, you're out there listening. You know, Don posed the question, you know, if it piques your interest to want to attend man camp, doesn't matter your background. You don't have to be in ministry. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, if you want to draw closer to the Lord and be empowered and equipped, you know, as a godly man, a godly husband, godly father, godly grandfather, then go to mancamp.info, mancamp.info. And I feel confident to say in the 75 or 80 camps I have now done since 2006, if you make a decision and a commitment to come, you will be impacted. You will go home. And maybe you'll be saying, this was life-changing for you as well. So, Don Brown, thank you, man, for being on the show today, and I appreciate you. And one more time, give your website for if people want to find out more about your run for Congress, give that website.
The campaign website is brown4nc.com, brown4nc.com, and that'll take you there.
So keep Don in your prayers for his run for Congress. If you need a good attorney, North South Carolina, you can look up his attorney, Brown and Associates attorney firm, and go to Amazon and or his book sighting and check out some of his books as well. Don, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, brother. You have a good one, Nikita. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, sir. God bless you and all of you out there in listening land. Go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day today. This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.